Yud Beis Adar Sheni, Tuesday the 19th of March, Rabbi David Stern, Chiyuv Noshim B'Megillah.
Gemara in Megillah Daf Dalet, famous Gemara, says, "Va'omar Rav Shaul ben Levi, Noshim Chayavos b'Mikra Megillah. Women are also required in the mitzvah of obligated the mitzvah of Megillah. Sha'af hein hoyu ba'oisa nes, because they too were benefited from the nes, or perhaps were contributed to the nes, and therefore they're also chayav b'Mikra Megillah. Tosfos over there brings a famous shitta." Of the Bahag, the Baal Halachos Gedolos. The Baal Halachos Gedolos says, although women are mechuyev Megillah, but they cannot be moitzi men. They can be moitzi other women, but they cannot be moitzi men. Tosfos over here doesn't actually elaborate as to the reasoning of the Bahag. Why is it, if the women are equally seemingly obligated as men, why can they not be moitzi men?
Why can't it be moitzi women? There's no arbus with women.
Arbus it would only be necessary in a situation where they've already been yotze. Arbus yotze moitzi. But when she would be leaning, in the first instance, for herself, she could be moitzi another woman. You don't need arbus for that. So, l'chaira, what would seem to emerge is that although women are mechuyev, the mikra Megillah, but somehow their chiv is different to that of a man, and it's for that reason that they cannot be moitzi a man. So we're going to go through a few options as to why their chiv would be different to that of a man's, leaving them unable to be moitzi a man. The Baal Halachos actually does say in the Motcha Brink.
How about the women should make yotzi, but I don't have women like the past.
That's
how are we
there? Kriyas HaTorah is on a weekly basis is different. It's not a personal obligation, it's an obligation on the tzibur. And one of the reasons Tos actually brings in Sukkah is that it's a zila b'milsa, it's inappropriate, it's considered a zilusa for a woman to be moitzi a public. But let's say at home, it's you and your, you know, a person and his wife. So he could lain and be moitzi her, or she could lain and be moitzi him. The Bahag says that she could not be moitzi him. There wouldn't be a zilusa perhaps in that instance. It's a personal obligation. The chori, they're both obligated, and yet she cannot be moitzi him. So the truth is, Baal Halachos Gedolos says a bit of a reason, but maybe it comes out all the way at the end. But the Achronim have various mahalchim which they would like to suggest. So we'll begin with the Turei Even. The Turei Even, authored by the Shagas Arya, which Yanki was just telling us about, the Turei Even says as follows, that the chiyuv of Kriyas Megillah is a chiyuv al pi ruach hakodesh. The Gemara derives it from the psukim. It's midivrei Kabbalah, nizkorim v'nasim. There's a chiyuv zechira to read the Megillah. It's a chiyuv midivrei Kabbalah. It's not quite a chiyuv d'oraisa, but it's one notch down. It's written in Ksuvim, it's a chiv medivrei Kabbalah. But the Turei Even assumes that this chiv medivrei Kabbalah was only given to men. I think what he might mean is because being that it's a time-related mitzvah, it's a mitzvah say shazman groma. So like mitzvahs deraisa, which are the zman groma, are only men are obligated. So likewise, this chiv medivrei Kabbalah of Kriyas Megillah would ordinarily only be given to men. Along came the Chachomim, and they said that women are chayav b'kriyas Megillah sha'af hein hoyu ba'oisa hanes. So he says that is a takonas Chachomim, that women are mechuyev b'Megillah sha'af hein hoyu ba'oisa hanes. But it is a, let's call it, standard derabonon. It is not as much of a chiv as a chiv midivrei Kabbalah, which was al pi ruach hakodesh. It's a chiv midrabonon, midivrei soferim, that women are mechuyev. And therefore it emerges, says the Turei Even, that yes, women are mechuyev b'kriyas megillah as men are, but men are mechuyev midibrei kabbalah, and women are only mechuyev midibrei sofer mitakanas chachamim. So like, for example, someone who's mechuyev in a mitzvah only midrabbanan cannot be moitzi someone who's mechuyev in the same mitzvah midoraisa. So likewise, a woman who's only mechuyev in kriyas megillah mitakanas chachamim can't be moitzi a man who is mechuyev in kriyas megillah midibrei kabbalah. And that's the reason he says why the Bahal Halacha holds that a woman can't be moitzi a man. Now this is interesting, this Mahalach of the Turei Evan, for the following reason, that L'shitasai would come out a couple of interesting nafkiminas la'alocha, because there's another Turei Evan further down on the page in Davdala Domedala. Over there says that, again, a member of Shulman Levi, Chai Vadam Nikris Samgilah Balailo, but Shanoisa Beyoim. The person has to read the Megillah at night and repeat it in the morning. You have to lay Megillah twice. And Tosafot has a discussion. We know that a mitzvah that arrives, Mizman Lizman, we make a Shechiyonu. So we make a Shechiyonu at night, after our Mikra Megillah and Shalsa Nisim. Tosafot has a discussion, do we repeat Shechiyonu on the Kriyas Megillah Beyoim? So Tosafot says we do. The Rambam paskins that we don't. The Chabad paskins that the Rambam, the Sfaradim don't say Shech Yonu. But the Ramah brings the shit of Tosis that we do say Shech Yonu on the Kriyas Megillah Bayom as well. So L'choy, the question is why? Like Chanukah, for example, you make Shech Yonu on the first night. You don't make it Shech Yonu on the successive nights. So why Kriyas Megillah? It arrives on Leil Purim. Now we're repeating the mitzvah on Yom HaPurim. Why should we make another Shech Yonu? So Tosis has a few L'shoinis over there. The Turei Evan, in clarifying this shit of Tosfos, explains that the Chiyuv Kriyas HaMegillah Midivrei Kabbalah, it says, Hayomim Ha'ele Nizkorim V'Nasim. So the Turei Evan explains that the Chiyuv Kriyas HaMegillah Midivrei Kabbalah was limited to the Kriya B'Yoyim. Iskash also Zechira La'asiyah. Ma'asiya b'yom, avzchir b'yom, we know that the mitzvot ha'yom, the asiya, the su'udah, the mishrachmanas, they're all mitzvot to be fulfilled only at daytime, you're not right if you do them at night. And likewise, the chiv kriyas ha'megillah, which was written in the Megillah of Nizkorim v'Nasim, the zchira of the Dibrei Kabbalah, is only the kriya of Megillah by day. The kriya of Megillah by night, says the Turei Evan, is mitakonas chachomim. It's derived, it's an asmachta, he says. The Gemara brings Sukkim, Elikai, Ekra Yoimon, Veloi Sane, Velailo, Veloi Dumioli. The Gemara brings certain Sukkim on which the Chachamim were masmich, the idea of laying the Megillah at night. But he says that's only Mitzikonos Chachamim, that's not Midivrei Kabbalah. And the Mele explains, that's what the Pshat and Shittus Tosfos, that when at night the mitzvah first arrives, it's a mitzvah drabonon, you make a Shechiyonu. But the next morning, you have now a new mitzvah which hasn't previously been present, because you now have a mitzvah midirei kabbalah. So that's the pshat. And Tosfos says the ikka kriya is bayom, meaning that the main kriya midirei kabbalah was bayom, and that's why you repeat the shechiyonu. That's the Turei Evan's biur in the shit of Tosfos, why you repeat shechiyonu bayom. So if you put together the two Turei Evans, I saw, by the way, this the bulk of what I'm saying in the Minchas Osher from Rav Asher Weiss. If you put together the two Turei Evans. The first Turei Evan said, why can women, according to the Bahag, why can women not be moitzi men? Because men's chiyuv is midivrei kabbalah, and women's chiyuv is midivrei mitakonas chachamim. The second Turei Evan says that the daytime chiyuv is midivrei kabbalah, the nighttime chiyuv is mitakonas chachamim. So two things would emerge. Number one, that women ought to be able to be moitzi men at night. Because the whole reason they can't be moitzi men is because men's chiyuv is midivrei kabbalah, but at night men's chiyuv is equally mitakonas chachomim, because it says a yom of elev eskaron nasim at night. Not the Bahag doesn't say that. The Bahag says noshim cannot be moitzi anoshim. He doesn't distinguish between the day kriya and the night kriya. According to Turei Evan's hezba, women should be able to be moitzi men at night. And the second nafkamina is that Tosfos says that you make a shechiyonu by day. So the Turei Evan explains because now you have a mitzvah midirei kabbalah. Last night you had a mitzvah chachomim, but now you have a mitzvah midirei kabbalah. But the other Turei Evan said that women don't have a mitzvah midivrei kabbalah at all. They only have the mitzvah afeinoi boisaneis mitakonas chachamim. So according to Turei Evan, it should emerge that a woman who makes a shechiyonu, who has been yoitza with a shechiyonu at night, when she hears the kriya again by day, does not need to repeat a shechiyonu. So somebody who would go home right? And laying for his wife in the morning would make the two brachas to be moitze, but not shechionu, or she shouldn't, women will maybe make themselves those brachas, shouldn't repeat the shechionu, because the whole reasoning for making a shechionu again by day is because now you've arrived at the mitzvah of kabbalah. But according to the Rebbe, women never have a mitzvah of kabbalah; they only have a mitzvah of tikkunos chachamim. Even the day kriya for them is only tikkunos chachamim, and therefore they've already made a shechionu on that mitzvah last night. They didn't repeat it by day. So again, that would be a chiddush, which lo shamanu, that women don't have to repeat shechionu by day. No, the reason is the same. For women, takana was that they should lay Megillah both by night and by day. But it's one takana to lay Megillah both by night and by day. So if they've already made Shechionah last night, they don't need to make Shechionah again in the morning.
Maybe for the Megillah alone they wouldn't, but they miss Sayyid, they can.
Right, but the truth is that, as I mentioned to you, the Rambam passage is you don't make Shechionah on the Megillah. Right? And the Sfaradim don't make Shechionah, and they don't make Shechionah Mitzayim. Mitzayim, for some reason, are not sufficient to require Shechionu in and of themselves. We make Shechionu anyways on the Megillah, so we have in mind also the Mitzayim, but it seems the Mitzayim in their own right don't require a Shechionu. Right, the other point that I just want to bring up before leaving the Tzuri Evans approach is that...
So Shechionu is usually on a more kind of defined moment, I think. When you make Kiddush, when you do it?
On the Mitzayim, you mean?
Yeah.
I hear. Could be. Maybe that's the reason why we don't do it on the Mitzvah Yom on its own. Maybe. I understand, yeah.
The first one.
I mean, I suppose you could get up in the morning.
The first one. You go and give the first
morning. No, the Svarim don't make Shechion in the morning. No.
At night
on the Kriyas Megillah, yeah. Well, that's what we're discussing. They're two different mitzvahs, yes. The Svadim will assume, no, that it's one mitzvah, and like the Rambam, and therefore, once you've already made the Shechionah, you don't repeat it. The other thing that I just want to point out is that it's well known also that the Gemara says that a koton can't be mitzi a godl b'kriyas Megillah. So Tosafot discusses which koton are we referring to. So Tosafot Daf Yotes on the base says we're referring to a koton shegia l'chinuch. He's of the age of chinuch, and nevertheless he can't be mitzi a godl. For Tosafot, why not? Normally a cotton can't be mitzvah godl because a cotton is mechuyev b'mitzvahs midrabbanon, chinuch. And a godl is mechuyev b'mitzvahs min haTorah, and therefore a drabbanon can't be mitzvah deraisa. Aber for ektosis, kriyas Megillah is only mitzvah kamas chomim in any event. So why can a cotton not be mitzvah a godl? So Tosafot famously answers, because a godl is mechuyev, it's a chad drabbanon. Megillah is tekanas chomim, it's a chad drabbanon. A cotton, number one, the whole mitzvah is a drabbanon. Number two, the chiv of a cotton in mitzvahs is itself a drabonon, so a cotton is a trade drabonon, and so it's a trade drabonon can't be moitzi a chad drabonon. A trade drabonon is like a lower level chiv. He's only, you know, only chiv because of two drabonons coming together. Mm-hmm. That is a lesser level of a chiv than someone who's chiv with a chad drabonon. A trade drabonon can't be moitzi chad drabonon. Now,
does anyone answer that it's a different drabonon?
Oh, so the point I'm raising is that according to the Tzuri Evan, that the Kriyas HaMegillah for adults, for men, is Midivrei Kabbalah. So the Chori Tos could have said something much simpler.
Sure.
That the reason why a cotton can't be Moitzi a Godl is because a Godl is Mechuy Midivrei Kabbalah. A cotton is only Mechuy Bats Chinuch. And Chinuch is sure only a Drabonon, a Takanas Chomim. So, Lo'osa, Takanas Chomim, a Moitzi Divrei Kabbalah. You don't need to resort to say, cotton is Trey Drabonon and a Godl is Chad Drabonon. You could have said something different. A cotton is only mechuyev midrabanon, and a godl is mechuyev midrabanon. Kabbalah. That's why a cotton can't be moitzi a godl. The truth is that if you look in the Meiri in Daf Yotzei on the base, he does say that. So the Meiri supports the Tzuri Evan. The Meiri says, you know why a cotton can't be moitzi a godl? For this very reason, because his chiv is only midrabanon, and a godl's chiv is midrabanon kabbalah, and that's why he can't be moitzi a godl. But Tosis doesn't say that, which would lechera indicate that Tosis doesn't accept the approach that a regular tzkanas chomim is less than a chiv midibrei kabbalah. But that's not maybe a raya mukhrachas, because you could say the reason why Tosafot said it, because of the loss of trade drabonon, or moitzi chad drabonon, is because Tosafot wanted to explain that even by night, a cotton can't be moitzi a godl. And by night, the Torah said the chiv is not midibrei kabbalah. Even for a godl, it's only mitzakonos chomim. So there, it wouldn't be sufficient to say that the reason why I couldn't call me Moise God is because the God's Chiv is Midiri Kabbalah, because by night the God's Chiv is equally Mitzakonos Chomim. So the only explanation Tosfos can then have is because by night the God's Chiv is one Drabonon and by day God's Chiv is two Drabonon. Okay, that is the Tur Evans Mahalach. The Sefer Marcheshes and the Avnei Nezer, Marcheshes Simen Chof Beis, and the Avnei Nezer Simen Oyuchan Tof Kuf Yud Aluf, I want to suggest another Mahalach to explain, as it were, the Shitta of the Bahag. Why can an Isha not be Moitzi an Ish? So they say as follows. They say that for a man, in addition to the requirement to read the Megillah for Pesuma Nissa, to read the story as instituted by Chachomim, to read the Megillah, there's another element to the Chiyuv Kriyas Megillah for men, and that is to fulfill a mitzvah of Zechiras Maase Amalek, or Zechiras Mechias Amalek, is how the Macheshes puts it. Notwithstanding that we just came out of Shabbos Zachar, and we just all fulfilled our annual obligation of Zechiras Maase Amalek, nevertheless, Chazal wanted that on Yom HaPurim also one should fulfill a mitzvah of Zechiras Maase Amalek. The Macheshes writes, Mishum shahanes nasa ayidei mechias amolik. So therefore, they wanted that you should be mekayim the mitzvah of zechiras masa amolik with the reading of the Megillah. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Because it's an ongoing chiyuv. That we just have decided arbitrarily to do it once a year.
No, that's true. But it's not ongoing. L'cher, it's a chiyuv that only has to be done.
The day before you also have to...
You're right that we don't have to do it on Shabbos or Purim. We can do it any time during the year.
No, you do it.
No, but...
But the fact is, it has to be done once a year. And it is l'cher a mitzvah bo mizman mizman. Okay, but that's not the subject of my issue. I don't know. So the Machashas and Avnezer want to suggest that the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah, Chazal wanted you to be Mekayim also at the same time with the Kriyas Megillah. I mean, there's two elements, basically, they're saying, to the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah. Number one is the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah. Number two, there's a mitzvah of Zechiras Maase Amalek. Oh. Now, if we'll accept that, it's a chiddush, that, by the way. Because the Mishnah Berurah discusses, quotes the Magen Avraham, if someone mispashes Ocha, can it be Yotze with a Kriyas HaTorah of Purim, by Yovei Amalek. And Mishnah Berurah says, Ani Mefakvak, he says, because it doesn't say there, you know, you should erase Mochet Timchez Eich Amalek. It discusses the war, the Amalek came and waged war. In the Megillah also, it doesn't say anywhere, Mochet Timchez Eich Amalek. So to suggest that one is Mekayim Mitzvahs, Mechias Amalek, Zechiras, the Mitzvah of Mechias Amalek with Kriyas Megillah is a Chiddush. But that's what they suggest. So we know the Chinuch says that women are not Mechuyiv in the Mitzvah of Zechiras Maase Amalek. Michas Chinuch debates the matter, but as they shaking in Chinuch, because the Chinuch says that the mitzvah was given only to men who go out to war and have the capability of Mechias Amalek, so they were given the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek. But women don't have the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek. So Bameila, the Macheshes, Amnezer wants to suggest that that's the Shah and the Bahag. You know why women cannot be Moitzi a man with Kriyas Megillah? Because when a woman lanes Megillah, she's fulfilling one mitzvah, Kriyas Megillah. But a man has to hear in his Kriyas HaMegillah and be Yotze two mitzvahs, Kriyas HaMegillah and Zechiras Maase Amalek. A woman is a lav bar chiyuva in the mitzvah of Kriyas Amalek, comes the Chinuch. So, when a man hears her Kriya, he's hearing a Zechiras Maase Amalek from a non bar chiyuva. You cannot be Yotze a mitzvah that you are obligated in when you hear this mitzvah performed by someone who's not obligated in this mitzvah. Shomea Ka'ina only applies when you hear a Kriya from someone who's Mechuyev in the mitzvah, like you. Then you can be Yotze with that Kriya. But if you're hearing a Kriya which is not a Kriya Shel Chiyuv of Zechiras Maase Amalek, it's a Kriya Shel Chiyuv of Megillah. It's not a Kriya Shel Chiyuv of Maase Amalek. So you can be Yotze the Kriya Shel Megillah element, true, but you can't be Yotze the Zechiras Maase Amalek element, and that's why the Bahag says, they suggest, Noshim can't be Yotze Noshim, Kriya Shel Megillah, because it's lacking the Zechiras Maase Amalek mitzvah.
So why doesn't he Yotze from Kriya Shel Terror then? It's much more clear.
Right. it could be, but they suggest that Chazal wanted a man to be mekayim the mitzvah of Schiras Masa Molek with the reading of the Megillah. As I said, he's already been mekayim mitzvah anyway. It's not like he's lacking the opportunity to mekayim mitzvah. He's been mekayim it already last Shabbos. And maybe he can mekayim on Yom HaPurim with the Kriya, possibly. But the Chazal wanted that with the Kriya HaMegillah, there should be a kiyum of Schiras Masa Molek. If you accept that, then they're suggesting that a woman's kriya doesn't discharge that obligation because her kriya is not a fulfillment of Shkriya Sa'asa Molek because she's not an Estavan Shkriya Sa'asa Molek.
Why don't we say that if Esther hadn't been successful at the party, she would have killed her?
So what are you saying, that women do go to battle?
Yes. Absolutely.
I mean, I'm sure there are many men here who could probably testify that their women do battle, but as a general rule, women don't go out to the battlefield.
But this particular case of Esther,
I understand, but the Chinuch says that because women do not they don't normally go out to war. Even in Melchemes Mitzvah, the women, they would do the supply line, but they wouldn't actually go to the front line. So the Chinuch says that for that reason, women are not mechuyim in the mitzvah of Schiras HaMolek. That's the shit of the Chinuch. Okay. Another mahalach, which is very interesting, I don't know if we'll be able to get through it all, to explain the shit of the Bar Halachos Gedolos, why can women not be moitzi men with Kriyas HaMegillah? So we said two mahalachim, Torah Evans mahalach, because it's a lesser chiv, it's transcoming the Dibur Kabbalah, and the Machesh is his first mahalach, which is because men have a chiv of Schiras Masa Molek and women don't. Another mahalach is because the Gemara, also famous Gemara in Daf Yudal, the Megillah says, because the Gemara there discusses, from where do we know, what source did Chazal have to establish the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah in addition to the 613 of the Torah, my droish, the Gemara says they made a kalvachim from Pesach, ma mi moves, ma me avdus lecherus. We sang Shira, so Avada, we should read the Megillah and discuss the Nes when we were saved Misa L'chaim. So the Gemara then goes on to say, Ihocha, we should also say Hallel on Purim. Like on Pesach, we say Hallel, because we were saved Me'avdus L'cheirus. So Kal V'chaim, when we saved Misa L'chaim, we should say Hallel on Purim. So there are a couple of answers put forward by the Gemara. Rav Nachman says, Kriyoso Zu Halelo. And Mr. Rachman says, you're right, there is an obligation to say Hallel on Purim. By reading the Megillah, we fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyas Hallel, because with the reading of the Megillah is the fulfillment of Hallel to Hashem. Maybe we'll talk about that more in a second. So it comes out again, yeah, similar track to the first, to the Mahalach of Schiras Masa Molek, that for a man, Kriyas Megillah contains two mitzvahs. Number one, number two, mitzvah Hallel. Now, the Mishnah in Sukkot Daf Lamed Ches says that a woman is not mechuyev in mitzvah of Hallel. Which is why if a man doesn't know the Hallel and a woman says Hallel, he has to repeat after her, she cannot be moitzim, because it's a mitzvah seishas van groma, the Mishnah says, and a woman is not mitzvah in the mitzvah of Hallel. Memela says the Macheshes in his second Malach in Simcha Beis, that could be an explanation of the Baal HaRoch says, why can a woman not be moitzim man with Kriyas HaMegillah? Because a man has to hear a kriya, which is both a Megillah and a Hallel. A woman's kriya is Megillah, because afen ovo is a mess, but it's not a Hallel, she's not obligated in Hallel, because women are potter from Hallel. So she's a lav bar chiyuva once again in the mitzvah of Hallel, and therefore her kriya isn't a valid Hallel, because it's not coming from a bar chiyuva in Hallel, and therefore she can't be made to the man, because he hasn't heard Hallel from a bar chiyuva in Hallel. And that's why Shkami might see a man. That's the position, that's the Mahalach number two of the Maracheshes. So I've got a few observations on this Maracheshes. I'll just mention maybe a couple. First of all, I don't agree that women would not be mechuyev in the Halal of Purim, because Tosfos in Sukkot Daf Lamed Ches says that women, although they're potter in the Halal of Sukkos and the Halal of Shavuos, but they are mechuyev in the Halal of Pesach, Leil Pesach. And Tosfos says, why? Because the Halal which comes for a Yom Tov, women are potter from. Because it's a mitzvah seishas man grom, but the Yom Tov brings the Halal, Oh, but says Tosfos, the halal which comes because you were saved from a net, you were saved via a nes. Afpein hoyu bois anes, women were also saved. So a halal which comes, the Rosh of this is shana halal the pesach the ala nes bo va'afpein hoyu bois anes. Women say, so it says that women are mechuyev in the halal of pesach because ala nes bo, it's a halal which is coming for a nes. Va'afpein hoyu bois anes, and therefore they are mechuyev in the halal of pesach. So oy bazoi. The whole question that the Gemara Megillah said, we should say halal on Purim, was because Madach on Pesach we say halal, because we were saved from Avdus Lecherus, certainly on Purim we should say halal because we're saving Misa Lechaim. So the halal is coming from the halal of Pesach. And Tosfos in Lan Lamed Ches Sukkah says that women are mechuyev in the halal of Pesach because they were saved. It's ala nesu bo, avei noi bo yisanes. Therefore, by the same token, they would be mechuyev in the halal of Purim. So Rav Nachman's teretz of kriyasa zu'a leila would apply to a woman too. Her kriya is also a halal, because she's also obligated in the halal, and her kriya is a fulfillment of her halal. And therefore, let her be moitzi a man, if she has exactly the same chiv as a man. Macheshes assumes that a woman is potter from halal, but l'chorek wants to say over here, she's equally mechuyev in halal, and therefore her kriya is equally a halal, and she'll be able to be moitzi a man. That's one observation of the Macheshes. Another one, but this is not L'chaira, we mentioned earlier, can women be moitzi a man in the night kriya? We said according to Zura Evan, it should emerge that they can, because both those chiyuvim according to Zura Evan are tikkunat chomim. Halel, the Mishnah Megillah tells us, must be recited by day. So L'chaira, the night kriya isn't a kiyum of halel. There's no mitzvah halel by night. The mitzvah halel is b'yoyim ha-purim, not b'leil purim. So if the whole reason why women can't be moitzi a man is because even if you accept that Macheshes, that a woman is potter from the halal of Purim. But the whole reason why she can't be made to marry Purim is because a man is mechuyev in a halal and a woman isn't. That's only true in the day kriya. There, a man is mechuyev in halal and his kriya is a halal and a woman is not mechuyev in halal. But by night, the man is also not mechuyev in halal because there's no mitzvah halal balaylo. So therefore, a woman should be able to be made to see a man in the night kriya. And we don't see that, the Bahag doesn't say that. That's L'chaira, Macheshes himself makes this observation. But the truth is that one can get around this observation because there's an interesting mashal there in Daf Yud Dalet that the mashal says that actually that the Kriyas Megillah of Leil Purim is also a kiyum of Mitzvah Halal. Because he says, like on Leil Hiskadesh Chag, on Leil Pesach, we do say Halal. It's the one exception that there is a Mitzvah to say Halal. And he says the whole Gemara being Mechayev Halal of Purim is a kal v'chomer from the halal of Pesach. So he says, if we find by Pesach that the chiv halal was to be said even by night, so the chiv halal by Purim will also be to be said by night as well. So punkt faket, the mashal actually says that the Megillah by night is actually a kiyum of mitzvah halal. So even though you could still work with the Macheshes that if you go assume that women are not mechuyev in the halal ever, that would be a good enough explanation why they can't be moitzi men even in the kriya of by night, because the kriya by night for a man does have to be a kiyum of mitzvah halal according to the mashal. But one more observation before on the Macheshes' second shot would be because there's a Meiri. The Meiri says that kriya of Megillah is halal. So the Meiri writes, if a man doesn't have a Megillah, doesn't have a Megillah, says the Meiri lahalocha, he has to say halal on Purim with a bracha, because it's mechuyev in halal, according to Rav Nachman. The Shari Tshuva and Siman Tov Reish Tzadik Gimel quotes this Meiri, but the Shari Tshuva just says, don't make a bracha, he says, because Rava had a different answer why you don't say halal. Rava said, we can't say halal l'avdei Hashem, because akata avdei Achashverosh Hanah. So it's not sure if he's passing out of Nachman or like Rava. So therefore he says, if you don't have a Megillah, say halal from Tehillim, but don't say it with a bracha. But according to Rav Nachman, the Meiri says, if you don't have a Megillah handy, you're supposed to say halal with a bracha. So what I'm showing from that Meiri is that the halal doesn't need to be encapsulated in Kriyas HaMegillah. You can be Yotza Halal with the Kriyas HaMegillah, but you don't have to be Yotza Halal with the Kriyas HaMegillah. You can say halal independently of the Kriyas HaMegillah. If you're going to say that the whole reason why a woman can't be Moitzi a man with Kriyas HaMegillah is because a man's Kriya must contain halal, and a woman's Kriya doesn't contain halal because she's not Mitzvah and halal, l'chaira, that would be insufficient to explain why a woman can't be Moitzi a man. Let the woman be Moitzi a man in the Kriyas HaMegillah, and then let the man say halal afterwards. The Bahag says, he's not Yotze Kriyas HaMegillah. Why is he not Yotze Kriyas HaMegillah? Let me Yotze Kriyas HaMegillah. Why is he lacking a halal? So he'll say halal afterwards, like the Meiri says. So l'chaira, that's again a sign that that wasn't really what the Bahag meant. So what did the Bahag L'chaira mean, Oibazai? The truth is that Pashtus, if you look in the Mordechai, he quotes the Bahag as giving it the following reason, which is maybe a shir into on itself, that the Bahag shit is that although Rav Shimon Levi says Noshim Chayobas B'mikra Megillah, he's got a slightly different gist in the Gemara, he learns that Noshim Chayobas in Shmi'as HaMegillah and not Kriyas HaMegillah. The reason for that L'chaira is because women ordinarily wouldn't know how to do a kriya, or wouldn't know how to sing the ta'omim, the trop, and therefore mechazal were mechayev a woman be megillah, because Avin Rosh Hanes, they were mechayev them to hear the megillah, but not to read the megillah. A man is mechayev to read the megillah. When we listen to the Baal Keira, we are reading the megillah, because of the halach of Shemea Ka'oina, but a man's chiv is kriyas the megillah. A woman's chiv, says the Baal Halach, is shmiyas the megillah, not kriyas the megillah, which is why the halach, by the way, when one is learning just for women, it says, the Ramah says one should say a bracha of Lishmaya, or Lishmaya Mikra Megillah, but not Al Mikra Megillah, because a woman's chiyuv is Shmiyasa Megillah, not Kriyasa Megillah. And the Baal Halachas Gedolos concludes and says, Umishum Hachi Noshim Ein Moitiyasa Noshim, because they don't have the same chiyuv. That means all through the shir we've worked through, clearly there's a different chiyuv of men to women. We suggested maybe because a woman's chiyuv is only Mitkan Chomim, and a man's chiyuv is Medibre Kabbalah, or a man's chiv requires b'schira samolik and a woman's chiv doesn't, or a man's chiv requires a halal and a woman's kriya doesn't. And the Balaroch Segedis, actually what he himself says is because the woman's chiv was altogether different, it was only a chiv for her to hear the Megillah and not to read the Megillah, and therefore she's not a bar chiyuva in the midst of kriya. So when she reads the Megillah, the man hasn't heard the Megillah from someone who is a bar chiyuva in the midst of kriya as he is, and it's for that reason that she cannot be made to him with kriya sa Megillah.